This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amazon announced fourth quarter profits yesterday, profits being a relative term here. Lots and lots of new revenue at the world's biggest online retailer, cash coming in the door. Actual net earnings, not so good, a relatively paltry $239 million. One response that Jeff Bezos and his colleagues are said to be considering is to jack up the price for Amazon Prime, the service that for $79 a year gets subscribers perks like free shipping and streaming movies. Turns out that Prime is one of Amazon's biggest profit makers and a cornerstone of its strategy for years to come. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has the story.
I have loads of fish, primarily angelfish, gouramis, betas.
Brad McCarty is with software company Full Contact. He's a tropical fish man and an Amazon Prime member.
I have a few sites that I go to and I do research, but then I usually end up going back to Amazon to buy them because I am a Prime member and I'm going to get free shipping on that.
Amazon uses data it has on McCarty's past fishy purchases to get him to buy more. McCarty says he is the business model for Amazon Prime.
Well, Amazon is, for the most part, kind of like a perpetual Black Friday sale, right? You bring people in the door with the hopes that they're going to buy more stuff when they get there.
There are more than 20 million Prime members, and the $79 they pay pretty much covers the cost of the free shipping they get. The rest is gravy, and there's a lot of gravy. Amazon Prime customers spend twice what regular customers do.
Where you start to find everything through Amazon.
Scott Galloway is a professor of marketing at NYU. He says Amazon has purposefully sacrificed short-term profits to get more customers and more pricing muscle.
At a certain point, we'll be able to flex their muscles and become a very profitable company.
Galloway says Amazon considering a price hike for Prime could be a sign its investors are getting restless.
Amazon is acknowledging that the cocktail of huge growth and low profitability may be becoming a bitter cocktail for investors.
But the rationale for raising prices may not be fast cash.
At Amazon, nothing is ever what it seems.
Mike Levin is with Consumer Intelligence Research Partners in Chicago.
The customers probably will spend more. So quite ironically, by kind of raising the price of this membership, they may end up getting people to shop there even more.
A more expensive Prime membership equals a customer who's all the more motivated to get their free shipping's worth. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.